And it's time for our Finally Friday conversation. As promised, Mary Reinschmidt here from the ADRC of Central Wisconsin. And Mary and I were just talking before we turned the microphones on here. Both big Foreigner fans, right?
Yes, we are.
Yes. The first album I ever bought with my own money was the first Foreigner album.
Yes, and so, I have one of my own in the collection.
So. And you're still listening to Foreigner music, too?
Oh, yes, I am.
Yes, and so, yeah, we are of that age, right?
Yes.
That's okay. It's Senior Citizen Day, so we're celebrating today. So happy Senior Citizen Day today, Mary.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, and so you serve senior citizens as a profession here. You're the Elder Benefits Specialist with the ADRC of Central Wisconsin. We're going to talk about what you do, but first of all, a plea going out. Before we get to this plea, Mary, I want to tell you, I've been volunteering now for Meals on Wheels with the ADRC for a couple of years. And I'm a Monday driver, and on Mondays, I usually just don't like Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
But now I have something to look forward to on Mondays, besides coming to my fantastic job that I like to do, too. But Mondays are best for me because it's my Meals on Wheels day, and I know that when I show up at these people's houses, they're going to be happy to see me. We're going to have a nice conversation. I look forward to doing this every week. I want to have other people feel what I feel when I'm done. Now, if people think, oh, well, I just don't have time to do this, Jeff, I this going on, that going on, well, here's the thing. Stop making excuses because very flexible scheduling. If you can't work any day other than like Monday works best for me, and so that's fine.
Correct.
You can choose your day. They're very flexible about that kind of thing, so you can choose your day, but specifically we need a driver on Thursdays.
Correct. Yes, we do need a driver. It's about 1 to 2 hours per day.
Not even that.
Yeah.
That was going to be my next thing. On Monday, I get out of here at 10:15.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over to the senior center by 25 after or so. Alicia and the crew already have the cold stuff already boxed up for me, so I load the cold stuff on. I get my sheet to say where my stops are. I go back inside. By the time I'm in there, they're starting to work on the hot bag already. I'm done with my route and on my way back home to Merrill by 11:10. So less than 1 hour is what it takes. And I've got one of the longer routes with the most miles. Yes.
Okay.
And so less than an hour for me to do my route. And so I'm thinking most routes are about an hour or so.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're just kind of gauging it depending on how people drive. But yeah, an hour is great, yes. And we would appreciate if there was anybody out there who would like to volunteer, especially on the Thursday, or would like to be a sub, because we do have drivers that do take vacations. They need time off for other reasons. So if you'd like to just sub, you can call us at the 888-486-9545 number, or you can go on the website at the adrc-cw.org. To check out how to become a volunteer.
Yeah, everybody's so nice at the senior center. Alicia's got a great crew working for her. All the ladies in the back in the kitchen that get it all ready for everybody every day. Just a great bunch of people, and you can join them. We need help on Thursdays, especially if you can volunteer to be a substitute driver on short notice. That'd be great, too. All ages are fine. I'm one of the older ones of the drivers, but there's room, and believe me, you're going to feel good. So if there's a day out of the week that you're typically down a little bit for whatever reason, pick that day to volunteer to be a Meals on Wheels driver, because it'll be one of your favorite days of the week, if not the favorite.
Correct. And you can always stop in and talk with Alicia as
sure.
well.
Yeah.
9 to 1, she's there.
Yeah. And as far as gas, if you want your gas, given back to you, you can get it that way. If you don't care about the gas, you don't have to do that either.
Mm-hmm.
But it's simple. It's quick, about an hour or so, and it makes you feel fantastic.
Yes.
Good reasons to be a Meals on Wheels driver. And when I first found out about it here on this radio program, I thought, you know what, I can do that. It's on the, you know, just on the way home. What's another hour out of my day?
Mm-hmm.
I hope somebody else takes us up on this and fills that Thursday spot.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Now, as far as an elder benefit specialist, Mary Reinschmidt, when people ask you what you do for a living now, what do you say that you do?
I basically do a lot of advocacy work.
Okay.
Basically, that is becoming primarily, I used to do a lot of education about public benefits, but advocacy, getting involved with Social Security issues. A lot of people are currently being denied benefits, whether it be SSI, Supplemental Security Income, disability benefits, because maybe you took on a part-time job, but Social Security says you are no longer disabled, but yet you were, because you were receiving some supports at work to do the job. So right now it's just becoming a lot of advocacy, writing letters, filling out forms for people so that they can continue to get their benefits.
Yeah, usually you stop by when there's a deadline coming up for Medicare or something like that, but generally, but you got a lot to do all
Correct.
year long. And so,
Oh, correct.
one of the things I ask you before we turn the microphones on is that if somebody just needs older people, one thing I find the older I get a lot more mail, a lot more what I consider junk mail. And so the older we get, one of a couple of things can happen. We can just, when we go out to the mailbox, we just automatically say, oh, okay, a bunch of junk again, and just recycle it, hopefully, or throw it away.
Correct.
But there are a lot of things that come in there that could be important to us, some
Correct.
reminders and things like that could be important. So if somebody has just got a big pile of paperwork that they've been collecting for whatever amount of time, hopefully not for years and years or something like that, but if somebody just needs you to come by and help them sort through all that stuff, what's good, what's not good, is that something that you do too?
I do that. I can do that. If there's a lot of paperwork, especially that would be considered an educational piece on my part, just so that people would know, is this company or this mailer regarding a donation for legislative, or is it actually a annual notice of change letter from Social Security or from Medicare stating what changes are going to be happening in your Medicare Advantage plan.
From what I understand, from what I've learned, is that there are some unsavory folks that are making their things that are not very good for people. They make it look like it's a good thing, and that's an easy way that some people fall into that trap.
Correct. Some of the mailers that I've seen, because I've been noticing them, there is an act to give certain senior citizens at a certain age an additional $500 a month.
I've seen that one,
But that
yes.
is basically an advocacy organization that may be based in Washington, D.C. They're trying to increase people's benefits, but they are advocating through the legislature, through the states, through the federal Senate, they're trying to get bills passed. So they're not exactly, there's nothing forthcoming right now. They're just requesting donations.
I've seen TV ads. I've seen flyers for this very particular thing. Somebody receives this thing in the mail. They're saying, well, this looks too good to be true. And then one of their friends says, no, call it. Call that number. Call that number. And then they call the number. Oh, my gosh, I'm eligible for all this stuff I didn't know. And I'm getting a check in the mail. It just sounded too good to be true when I saw it, Mary.
Correct. And it probably is.
Yeah.
Again, anybody that's offering you money. I will go to some of the Medicare Advantage plans. If you're entitled to Medicaid, they will give you, in some cases, additional funding to pay for your heat, rent, and so forth. But you have to have Medicare and Medicaid. Those are the medical assistance is the piece that you definitely need in order to get any additional insurance benefits. So if you're going to call the number and you don't have Medicaid, realize that it is too good to be true.
Yeah.
And if you are going to call, and if you have Medicare and Medicaid, realize you would be switching insurances.
I think the bottom line here is before you pick up the phone and call anybody based on a flyer or a TV ad, get some backup, do your homework, ask somebody like yourself to come over and say, you know what, I'm interested in this. Should I follow up on this or not?
Correct. I'd be willing to come to the senior center and do a little seminar if there was enough
Okay.
request. Oh, you betcha. I just want to get that information out there.
If I'm seeing it, other people are seeing it. And the older I get, Mary, the more of this stuff gets directed to my mailbox. There must be something. Somewhere, somebody knows how old we're getting, and they're starting to bomb our mailboxes when that time comes.
Correct. Yes, they
Yeah.
have your birth dates, and you are on a mailing list.
Oh, well, is what it is. We got to deal with it one way or the other. I'm glad somebody like you is available to get us through this stuff. Now, as far as deadlines that are coming up with Medicare, that's something else that's very important for people to know, because they're going to start getting Medicare stuff in the mail as well. This one's better than this one. Check us out. This one's
Yes,
people have
correct.
been through that drill. But are there any changes that you expect to see this year?
Do not specifically know the changes, but with the Medicare and Medicaid program, there may be some changes because of the new Medicare laws. I do not know the specifics yet, but again, if you are going to be, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, number one, you're going to be getting an annual notice of change from the company. Know which company you have. If you have, we're down to one United Healthcare plan here in Lincoln County. We lost a whole bunch last year, down to one. We have one Anthem plan. We have the Security Health. Humana has a few plans, and there's Network Prime. So again, I do, and there is Cooperative of Eau Claire. Please know which plan you have. Read the notices that come in the mail, because it'll tell you if your premium's going up, if they're not going to be covering a certain medication that could be in the notice, what pharmacies are changing, if they're not going to accept a certain pharmacy. There are several years, if a contract is not signed between a Medicare Advantage plan and the pharmacy, if you go in January 1, try to get a medication, you may be denied coverage. So you have, that's all in the annual notice of change. They'll tell you if you can, maybe your doctor is changing, maybe your medical provider, they're not going to work with a certain medical provider. That's all in your annual notice of change.
With all the things that come in the mail, in your experience, Mary, are the legit things like you just told us about, are those easy to spot, or they look like the other ones too, and so it just makes it difficult?
If you know what insurance company you have, if you go in your wallet, find your Medicare Advantage plan insurance company card, that is the mailings you should be looking for.
Okay.
Otherwise, it shouldn't be too difficult to spot, as long as you know your insurance company.
Everybody else is trying to get their hands in your pocket.
Correct. Everybody else would want you as a customer, but if you know which company you have, those are the mailings you should be reading.
Now, for people to know exactly what they qualify for, exactly what they have coming to them, benefits checkup, you provide those. What is a benefits checkup for someone?
So what I've normally done in the past is a benefits checkup is where I sit down with a customer and I'm going to review income and assets solely for the purposes to see, do they qualify for fuel assistance? Do they qualify for a Medicare savings program, which pays your Medicare Part B premium?
Okay.
Do you qualify for the food share program to get you extra money to pay for food at the grocery store? What benefits that are federally funded? We're going to review your income and assets to find out what those benefits are that you may qualify for. And then I would give you assistance on how to apply for them.
So I'm curious, how many people that you meet with are very surprised to find out that they have extra benefits coming they weren't aware of?
Actually, quite a few.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, I'll just put it that way. Everyone who is out there seems to be doing a really good job. I haven't had to do a benefits checkup in quite a while because the word is out on what benefits that people can apply for, and I'm very happy with that.
Yeah.
Social Security, they're doing a good job letting people know, and as well as other social workers and so forth. Just by word of mouth. So good. I'm really happy that people are getting those benefits.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad. It seems like a lot of people in our community, especially, Mary, people have each other's backs. And so you're not hearing, we hear of scams, but we'd often hear of local people that have fallen for the scams or get taken advantage of. So that's good news.
Yes, yes.
Good. So I'm glad we have you to fall back on, too. Mary Reinschmidt, the Elder Benefits Specialist with the ADRC of Central Wisconsin, with us now. Appeals for denial of medical claims and Social Security overpayment. Does that happen a lot?
Currently, the Social Security overpayments are happening quite a bit.
Okay. I've heard a couple of nightmare stories about that, too.
Yes. And you have to, it's reading through the notice, figure out why you're not going to be getting any income from Social Security or why they're denying your claim for continued benefits. And it takes a lot of work. It's a lot of forms to fill out. It's a lot of detailed information that I would need to help you resolve the issue.
Mm-hmm.
I always consider myself like Columbo. I'm going to bungle around a little bit because you never know. Everybody's story is different,
yeah.
And sometimes you're not getting the full picture, and you have to ask questions in different ways in order to get those issues resolved or to get the full picture in order to file the appeal. With the medical claims, that is going to be slightly different. If you're on Medicare or a Medicare Advantage plan, and a claim was sent in and you're denied, a benefit or you're denied your claim. It could be through a Medicare Advantage plan. They're saying you can only stay in a rehab facility for 10 days, but your doctor wants you in there for 20, 21 days. I'm more than willing to help you appeal or complete those.
Do those appeals usually turn out well for the patient or not so much? Or is there any way to gauge that? Once they have help, does it usually turn out okay?
It usually winds up where you're appealing it multiple times.
Okay.
So in the long run, have had quite a few successes, but yet some of them don't always turn out.
How do you prevent yourself from being in that situation? If you start getting bigger checks than are normal with no explanation, that's probably a red flag.
Oh, yes.
When it comes to overpayment and things like that, and then they want their money back or they're going to stop paying you for a little while till you catch up, or I'm not even sure how they resolve it. I've heard of people having to come up with big money right on the spot to pay back.
So with the Social Security, it depends on which pot of money you are drawing from.
Okay.
If you are drawing from a retirement, please, if you're continuing to work and drawing Social Security funds, you have to stay the specific dollar amount they give you for a yearly annual income.
Is that different for every person, or is it running around that $2,000 mark?
It's very specific. I don't have the specific dollar amount, but when you are drawing early from early retirement, you need to make sure that you are following their guidelines and staying under the annual income they've told you about. After your full retirement age, you can earn any dollar amount. That is fine, and you won't have an overpayment. But if you're under full retirement age, you have to make sure you are, and drawing Social Security, you have to stay under the dollar amount they tell you. If you are on Social Security disability and you want to go back to work, again, there is a specific dollar amount that they tell you can make per month and still receive your Social Security disability income. If you go over that, realize that it's a long process, but they don't review your case for 3 years.
Oh boy.
So if they wind up looking at your case and you have been over substantial gainful activity, you've gone through a trial work period, went into an extended work period. I know that's a lot of information, but Social Security, if they review your case when there's, I think it's every 3 years, and you've been over a certain amount of money, they will then give you an overpayment. So hopefully that's the most generalist way that I try to keep it in my head.
So the thing about it is, Mary, well, the thing that we want to leave people with is that if they have any questions before you start calling numbers on stuff that comes in the mail, call the ADRC of Central Wisconsin, ask for you, and get the green light that way. Because if you're not sure, all kinds of bad things can happen.
Correct. If you get a notice from Social Security stating overpayment, please call me right away.
Yeah. And again, the best number to get a hold of you is?
My direct line is 715-539-1389. Or you can call the 800 number at 888-486-9545. It's option number 3 for the benefit specialist queue.
Okay.
And somebody can help you answer questions.
You know, Mary, when Zach talks about in the news about these scams, we often hear from people on Trading Mart about the scams that are out there. I'm glad that we have our radars up for this kind of thing. And again, the best advice is before you call anybody that you're not positive, even if you think you're positive about what you get in the mail, the one way you can for sure be 100% positive, call Mary and her staff at the ADRC of Central Wisconsin. You'll get the help that you need and that you deserve. Again, keep these numbers handy, 539-1389 to reach Mary directly, or call the ADRC hotline at 888-486-9545 and choose option number 3. Mary, it's good to see you. I'm assuming we're going to see you again sometime around deadline time for Medicare, right?
Possibly. Yes.
Okay, we'll see. Well, Mary, yes. Nice to see you here again today, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you.